Chazal tell us in the Gemara and Shabbos, Shor Sheniftar Moshe Rabbeinu, Skenim Shabadoiro Yoimrim, Pnei Moshe Kepnei Chamo, Pnei Yoshua Kepnei Levono, Oy lo ise busho, oy lo ise chlimo. Pnei Moshe kepnei Chamo, pnei Yeshua kepnei Levono, oy lo ise busho, oy lo ise chlimo. Chofetz Chaim speaks out a gewaltige Wort. Chofetz Chaim says, what is the pshat? Kivyochol skenim shebador came to complain on Yeshua that is not standing in the standard of Moshe Rabbeinu, cholilo v'chas. Skenim, maybe the kids will speak like that. Skenim shebadoir, this is what he will say. Pnei Moshe kepnei Chamo, pnei Yeshua kepnei Levono, oy lo ise busho, oy lo ise chlimo. Chofetz Chaim explains, no, chas v'sholom, they didn't come to be memayet from kvoidei from Yeshua. Chazal say, yiftach bedoiroi kishmuel bedoiroi. Every person in his doir is the zel bezach. So even if pnei Yeshua is kepnei Chamo, kepnei Levono, and lehoyo kemoisha oid novi oid, skenim shebadoi will not come to complain. What they came to complain, zog de Chofetz Chaim, as it was Shiva B'chaim Shmulevitz was masberet, they said, Remember Yeshua when he was young. Yeshua was one of the 12 people that went to be with the Meraglim. There's an order there of the Meraglim. Lefi the order of the Chashivas, they're written down, Yeshua is number 5. Means Yeshua was not even number 1 in the list to go to be Meraglim. Chofetz Chaim says the Meraglim was Sori Chamishim. You have to understand, so on top of Sori Chamishim, you have Sori Meris and Sori Alofim. So he was not from Dechoshev people from Klal Yisrael. And here one day he becomes the Manig of Klal Yisrael. Because Leimosh Mitoich HaOyel. Skenim Shebadoi Roi Oimrim, Oy Lo Yise Busha, Oy Lo Yise Chlimo. Dafka Skenim, not Yelodim. Yelodim didn't know. They see Moshe, now they see Yeshua. Of a skenim say, we remember Yeshua, he was exactly like us. And now he became Yeshua. Oy lo yise busha, oy lo yise chlima. Standing in the shiva of Nunzo Rosh Yeshiva, Zecher Tzadik v'kodosh livrocho. There's a lot what to say, I will try to pack in. There's more that we don't know from the part that we know. But I want to start from the beginning, from the Rosh Yeshiva will say on himself every time. He said he came here 17 years old, a boy from Chicago. American boy, not better from everyone that is sitting here. Maybe I will say even worse. But for sure not better. No musogim, garnished, a normal American boy 17 years old in the mirror. And like this he came, and after his man, his parents told him, no, nothing is happening, come back, no. They offered him even nice things if he would come back. And he stayed. And look what happened after 40 years, 45 years. We saw yesterday Leviyev, the God of Lador. Skenim shabadoi ro yoimrim, oy lo yisei busha, oy lo yisei chlimo. Look where a person could get on his own. He didn't have nothing. He paid people to learn with him. That he will become a better Lamdan. Different Rosh Yeshivas here in the Yeshiva. I signed the house for him. Thank you, Al Zabacher, to learn with me for 2 years to teach me how to learn the Tesis. With 10 fingers. Look to where he came. Skenim shebadoi roi oimrim. Oy lo yisei busha, oy lo yisei chlima. We don't understand what is musogim of asmode. I'm speaking of the last year. It's Eidim. Chaim Salomon told me yesterday that Ben Azmanim, he liked to go away from home to learn because people disturb in the house the whole time. So he asked him if he could be his chavrusa for second Seder Ben Azmanim. In the last year. But he knew that he made up with someone else for first Seder to learn. But if he could come to his house, illumine him Ben Azmani. He assumed, say, Ben Azmani, if I get this to be his learning for Ben Azmani. So he would come 4 to 6. He showed up every day from 2:30 till 7:30. Just Chavrusa Ben Azmani, second Seder. I think that's a year ago. When the Rosh Hashiva was a Rosh Hashiva, I remember his kid, he had Chavrusa Friday. It was in Gemara said, Rosh Hashiva came over to him after his chasana. You want to know with me Friday Shabbos? The guy said, yeah. 8 o'clock in the morning, after davening, after everything, they started to learn. The Rosh Hashiva learned straight with him till 4 o'clock, not even taking a drink and a cookie in the middle. He told him, okay, so straight after Maariv, half an hour. Maariv, Suda Shabbos, an hour, another 3-4 hours after Maariv, Lel Shabbos. Shabbos morning, he told him, we're finishing the daven, an hour, everyone gets organized, and again, the whole Shabbos afternoon. This was the Asmode. A person learned Yoimon Velaylo. Yoimon Velaylo. I said, oh, we want this mice, I'm going to tell you in front of the Rosh Hashiva. I told him, in front of Bochum, I told him, Rosh Hashiva, if I'm wrong, correct me. Rosh Hashiva got married, he lived here in Sabrocha, so he would go to learn, he didn't want to use electricity in Shabbos, so he would go to learn in Vizhnitz. He would learn till 12 o'clock. 12 o'clock, they started a butter there. They didn't have a meaning, they sing together, there's no rabbi around. So he couldn't learn, it was disturbed. So till 12 o'clock he learned, 12 o'clock he came back home. But there was no kosher electricity, so they had like a lux, a light. So the rabbis didn't stand there, and the Rosh Hashiva learned for another 3-4 hours. By the house. So a lot of people say the story, the Rosh Hashiva learned till 12 o'clock, Lel Shabbos. It was another 3-4 hours that he sat and learned Lo'ir HaNeir, and he had a shame of Shemayat, his wife was standing. This is the way it was the Shabbos. 4 o'clock they finished. This was the Asmode. Person sat and learned Yoimon Velaylo. I want to mamshich in the Asmode first. You know, a lot of people, some the last night, or Shishiva, before he went to sleep, he learned another 4 hours on his own, and then he went to sleep. A lot of people, you know, when they're sick, when they're so sick, it's very hard to learn. So what do? You do mitzvahs, yeah? It's hard to learn when I'm a reddish can have a red of Adam Gadol. So you could do some mitzvahs. He had enough mitzvahs to do. Maybe 2 more phone calls to raise some money for the yeshiva. The mitzvahs were standing there on the line. Aber choshko nafshir batoiro. I was in the yeshiva house. Came in Reb Michal Zilber. Yeshiva, choshev yid. He said, I want to tell you pshat. We say, על חייט שחותנו לפניך באוינס. What is the פשוט על חייט שחותנו לפניך באוינס? The world fragt 2 kashes. One kashe, אוינס רחמנא פטרה, the goy. But the second kashe, every tshuva has to have a kabbalah. What is the kabbalah? That next time will be אוינס? No, no, will be אוינס. How you make kabbalah, you will not do it. But he said, when he looks at the Rosh Hashiva, Zechir Tzadik v'Kodesh, Livrocha, he says, all of the answers, I have a headache. I can't learn, I'm dizzy today. So how he learned? The best day that he had, I don't wish to know one of you. You don't understand. The Shiva didn't manage to eat, I was sitting in his house. He would try to eat. It took 10 times till he managed to put the fork in the food. 10 times till he managed to get it to the right place. I wanted to help him. He looked at me like, this is the way he couldn't end it from Olam Hazeh. You think he enjoyed eating a piece of bread? He couldn't enjoy. He couldn't cut the food. He couldn't breathe. But he sat and learned Yoimon Velaylo. Al Chayit Shechotonu Lefonecho Be'oines. We'll come to the Shemayim and we'll say, what happened? I had a headache. So why here? In Rechov HaMelim 33, someone was sitting and learning day and night. What we will answer? Chazal say, Hillel Mechayev Es Ha'anim. Reb Lezer ben Chasna Mechayev Es Ha'ashirim. Reb Nosson Tzvi is Mechayev all of us. We can't come up to the Shemayim with no more excuses. No one that saw Reb Nosson Tzvi could come up to the Shemayim and say, was hard for me to learn. I was tired to learn. I had tirdes. Yisur ha'aguf she'en kedugmosom. She'en kedugmosom. I don't know if another person had so much yisur ha'aguf. Yisur ha'nefesh she'en kedugmosom. First because he knew about his yisur ha'aguf that he had, and the oil that he had. Abar kihem chayeinu v'oyrech yomeinu v'oyem nege yoimon v'laylo. This was his Torah. He loved Torah. He liked Torah. Came Rabbi Eliezer Pitz and Choshev Gedolei Yisrael. He came to the house. I think he meant his Ashtoch. And he told the kids, I had a lot of espadim. How this person was nice to everyone. How he loved every person. How much he did for Torah. How much with such Yisurim he learned. Hilal Mechayev Esanim. Lo Yehuman Ki Yisuper. So but I want to tell you, all of these espadim are for one day. Enough. This is one day of Rav Nosson Tzvi Finkel. Over 40 years he learned like that. 40 years. He was Yaimon Velayla Teire with such a massive. 40 years. You know what it means? 40 years with such Yisurim. The kids told me in the house and I went and I made to ask back and forth everyone to be sure. Everyone said, Mefurish. No one remembers once that he told him that he has a headache. That he said that he doesn't feel good. No one knows that Rav Tzvi didn't feel good. I think he only saw it. No one knows that he had pain. No one. No one of the kid heard. His wife. No one heard once, "See, tut mirvei." It's hard for me. Think on yourself. You come home, I have a headache today. Pastor Rusa, you know, just give me half an hour. I'm just... Not even once. Not even once. This is a nefesh noki. It's a different madreges. It's a different olamis. It's a pure. This is the person that came here on his own. And he decided he loves to learn Torah. The Shiva told me it was Masechtas. He did 50 times, 60 times. Yoimun velaylo, yoimun velaylo, yoimun velaylo. Without a hefsek. Without a hefsek. Everyone knows. He came into the house the whole time he had a chavrusa. He just loved learning. And he had such yisurim. This was one part of him. This was the main part of him. This was the main part of him. He had a second part of him. That he loved every Talmid Chochem. He loved every Talmid Chochem. We he could to be Marbit Toiro. To push. To be Marbit Toiro. I heard yesterday, I can't say the names. Late by the habit of Shiva's house. Came in a Choshev Rosh Hashiva to the Rosh Hashiva last year. And the Rosh Hashiva was to Brochen. Choshev Rosh Hashiva. And Rosh Hashiva, unzer Rosh Hashiva, zecher tzadik v'kodosh livrocho. I asked him, why are you tzubrochem? He said, I'm missing 100,000 for my yeshiva. Rosh Hashiva went to the back room. He counted everything what he had. He had 60 only. He told him, I will send you tomorrow 40. He didn't have what to breed here. He couldn't handle it. It's too much for him, this oil. But a Choshev Rosh Hashiva doesn't have money. The money goes to him. I'll tell you what is the secret. The Ahavas HaToyro and the Ahavas Hashem. You know, they say over a story from Rabbi Yisrael Salanter and a Choshev Rosh Hashiva that he came in to his yeshiva at 12 o'clock by night and he saw the Bochrim are sitting and learning. And he was so misspoiled that the Bochim and his yeshiva are sitting and learning 12 o'clock by night. He was full with his pilots. So he went over to the Bochim and he kissed them. So they told over the story to Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. Rabbi Yisrael Salanter said, "Tasi nishkenava satayra. I wonder if you were going to someone else's yeshiva at 12 o'clock by night and they'll be learning, he will also be kissing around the Bochim." Our Rosh Yeshiva was like that. This is. Our Rosh Hashiva was Marbe Toiro, not for himself. Not for himself. He would go into his house. He would eat the yeshiva's food. Oh, Hashem, very good food, yeah? He would eat the yeshiva. You would think the Rosh Hashiva at the Ganzeveld, he could buy himself a little bit, you know, I understand, a lot of yeshiva bocher has to eat. Say that, you know, the yeshiva can't. No. Exactly, and if the schnitzel are little pieces of schnitzel, this is the little pieces on the plate. And if they have carrots with a chvei something there, this is exactly what they're eating this supper. This is it. He was not nene gornish from this whole moisset. Didn't take to himself no anoe. Everything was for the Ribbono Shel Olam. Everything was for different people. He had such avas toiro and avas tamid chachomim. Lo yehumen ki yesuper. Lo yehumen ki yesuper. He did it for the other person. So he had mitzad echod asmod astoiro she'en kedugmoso. And mitzad she'ni, he wanted to be mar bekvoit shamayim. I remember one morning I came into the Rosh Hashiva with Ben Azmanim and I see his mamash ois gimush. I asked him, what the Rosh Hashiva is thinking about? What's the pshat in the pasuk Yagdil Teiro V'yadi? How you do it exactly? So Yagdil Teiro V'yadi, what the pasuk exactly means? What do you have to do Yagdil Teiro V'yadi? How you do Yagdil Teiro V'yadi? We opened Navi, we went over all the Mefoshim to see. He said, maybe we could be Yetzim more Mefoshim. We'll find how you do Yagdil Teiro V'yadi. I want to tell you, what is the test? Obalisurim she'en kedugmosoi. But no one heard a word. A word! I have a pain. The Rosh Hashiva Rabbi Zayudel Shlita, he told me that one thing he remembers, that some two times that he would ask him stuff, when he needs to swallow a pill, so he would ask for water. If the time came, so it didn't help to wait, he had to take the medicine. Also, sometimes when he was very, very thirsty, he moved the cup to hope the sun will chap. But if they didn't have to give him lunch, only he would get up to the path and try to take it, hopefully to make it, only he would not eat. He would not ask. He would not ask. Garnished. He never took out a garbage in his life. He never changed a diaper. But you only can say these stories after it's a person that didn't ask. He was called Kulei Teiro. He didn't have nothing in his life chutz from Teire. Yoimo v'laylo. But never complained on Isurim. Every person knows this nice smile by the Rosh Hashiva's face. Think about yourself. And I'm telling you, you don't understand the Isurim. Think of the worstest day, every second he had such Isurim. In different parts, not even if he chvoyed it to explain to you. You don't understand what Isurim, a goof, he had every second. And everyone comes in. Such a smile. Such a smile. This is a neshama. It's a andere koyach. But I want to go weiter. They say on the Ponovitch Rav, and I think you could say it again on Unzer Rosh Hashiva. They asked the Ponovitch Rav, they said the Ponovitch Rav asked the Chazanish, Chazanish, what you did for Klal Yisrael? So, Chazanish told the Ponovitch Rav, and what you did for Klal Yisrael? He made Ponovitch, this didn't count, yeah? He said, I gave up to be a Chazanish. I could have been a Chazanish, and I was only a Ponovitch Rav because I picked the Ponovitch. Our Rosh Hashiva, Baruch Hashem, managed to do both. But the godless of the Rosh Hashiva is a person that loves learning Yoimon Velaylo, told me his brother of Gedalia. And when I came to Eretz Yisrael, I was a young man, my brother wanted to mechazik me. So he told me, Far morning Seder, Efshem can have an akvius noch davener? I said yes. The other day, 7 o'clock in the morning, it was a knock. He came to learn until 9. Before morning Seder, akvius, right? And like this, he came every day to his house, alone from 7 to 9, Far morning Seder. Well, we don't have a musagi what means sitting and learning Ava Satoiro, Ki Ba'avosoi. The Roshiva wanted that in every Aron HaKodesh, that was planned with the Nedivim, that in every Aron HaKodesh would be written the words Mohav Viterasecho. This is the pasuk he wanted to put. That was different ilutim, but we couldn't have that in every Aron HaKodesh. He says, we have to see more Hati Terasecha. And such a person tells guys, you know what, we'll do him every Shalashudas. Every time he will sit to plan how we could make more Torah. We'll make a Miftzais, he called it, now everyone will do for hers, so he has to go to collect money. So it means to tear from the hours that he has to sit and learn. Because he loves everyone and he wants to be Mar B'Kvayit Shomayim. You know what kind of Mesirus Nefesh it is? We don't have a Hasogas. Well, look, a person that doesn't like to learn, likes to be asking, also very Choshev, that's fine. No, he likes to learn, but you know, Lahav B'Stayro, also very Choshev. A person that doesn't make a difference how much he's sick, in between every phone call and every Zach, sits and learns. Nothing else is interesting. Nothing else. He doesn't mind. Nothing else in his life is important to him. Nothing else is important in his life. Oh, but he has such a ahavas hatorah. Chazal tell us that when Adam Godel is niftar, the koichos that he brought to the world stay. V'zorach Hashemesh v'bo Hashemesh. We are nefesh akroiva lacholol. We standing near the cholol. We close to the cholol. We are his kids. These are the people that he cared about. We have the first chus Yerusha and the koichos from unzer Rosh Yeshiva. The chokhmah of every person is to go in these days and to mekabel, to try to follow the Rosh Yeshiva in different parts, and Hashem gives us chusim. Remember, pnei Moshe kepnei Chama, pnei Yeshua kepnei Levono. You will come up to the Shemaim, they'll ask you, Yankel, why you not go to Lador? American boy, you know, I just finished to play baseball. No, I know Yichus, you know, I came from nowhere. You know, my parents, you know, the whole family. Reb Nosson Tzvi is Mechayev, he will stand there. State in Poiskim, as they state in Sifra Kabbalah, that in every door, I heard one of the Gedolim say that he doesn't want to die now. They asked him why. He says, because it says in the Sforim that every door, when a Tamil Chachom and Nifter, they put them in the basin Shalmalo, and they judge the door, if he there are Sogas. He says, after him, since we are sitting there, I'm not going up. I'm not going up. Every excuse, you'll tell me what you want. One of them, my stomach, my feet, my hands, I couldn't stand, I couldn't, all of that, I didn't learn 10 hours a day. How much you learn? No, but that's money, I only learned 20, I made a cheshbon, 13 hours with running the whole world. Just 5 hours by this son in law, just 5 hours, If we'll be mekabel, we will learn, we will become Tamidei Chachomim. We'll be mekabel ol teire, Hashem will give us the siyata dishmaya. Aleph, Beis, Telekabel be'avo, stop to complain. Sahaloto yalponov, and to care for the other person, to be nice to the other person, to love everyone, to like everyone. And the Beis Hashem will be mechazik together, Kodesh Baruch Hu will give us siyata dishmaya, Beis Hashem and fakert, we will be the hemshech, and oisim, the Moses says, and oisim, Siyudim lechachomim divreim elu zichroinom. This is the zikon of the Rosh Hashiva who dimamshich this derech. But I want to tell you one more thing. It's really late. One more thing. Zeicha to the Rosh Hashiva. The godless of the Rosh Hashiva. When I told you now, you know, sometimes you must be the person that you don't know who he is. So other yogirech, other nishgirech. Yeah? Here we're telling you things that all of us knew. He was here. He was in front of us. But he was in such a pashtus that you didn't realize. Yeah, nice, very friendly person with us, yeah? You didn't feel the malach. He was such an honor, such a nister. You thought, yeah, very nice, smiling person. Yeah, he has nice time to speak to you. He came to make him a sugar, yeah? A malach was with us. A malach. One of the Gedolim told me, I'm jealous of him. So much teire. Echad amar be... Nee! Echad betzar yoysa mimeo shaloi betzar. And the tzar that he had... Echad betzar yoysa mimeo shaloi means, if you're living in Gishmak, air condition, and without air condition, it's 100 times more, right? Now, what would it be if he had billions of Yisurim? He says, you know what we know? Since he comes up to the Shemaim, such a mass meet, and you double it with billions and trillions? I will never see him when I come up to the Shemaim. Such a malach was standing around us. And we didn't see. And we were not knowing the right covet. We knew he was a malach, but we didn't know that he's a sorof. We didn't know that he's a kodosh. Son-in-law told me, never from the time he got married, he asked him even once to do something for him. Not even to pass a fork. He's running the whole world. Biggest amin chochem. Kol kule b'kedusha v'v'tahor. We'll be mekabel again. That's mode. And the rosin and the sheifas, be'ezus Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give us the siyata dishmaya, that we'll be the hemshech, be'ezus Hashem, u'bilo ha'movez la'netzach, u'mocha Hashem Elohim dimo ma'al kolponim b'nei ma'aromim.